Leonard, I've got terrible news.
What's going on?
Before I tell you, perhaps I should soften the blow. Your face is pleasingly symmetrical.
Just tell me.
A Swedish team of physicists is trying to scoop our superfluid vortex experiment.
That kind of stinks.
That kind of stinks. But why aren't you more upset? Did I soften the blow too much? Yeah, because this here is more like a Picasso painting.
What are we going to do?
Perform the experiment immediately.
Well, I'd love to, but we need liquid helium and our shipment's on back order for a month.
A month? What, are you kidding me? That'd have been a good time for you to soften the blow.
That shirt brings out the blue in your eyes.
Thank you. Aren't you sweet?
Let's go check to see if the university has any helium in reserve.
Did you know that I almost didn't wear this shirt today?
Hey, Barry, we're in trouble. We need liquid helium. Does the department have any we can use?
Sorry, there's a shortage, and what we do have, I need for my quantum excitation study.
But you won't need much for that.
True, but if it's successful, I'm having a party with balloons.
Come on, Barry, there's a Swedish team trying to run our experiment before us. Can you spare any?
Be honest. If the shoe was on the other foot, would you do this for me?
Yes.
Not a chance.
What are you doing?
He said be honest, so I was honest. Didn't your mother tell you? It's the best policy. So, what do you say?
Hell no.
He could have softened the blow.
State that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey! Why do you need Kripke? Can't you just go to Party City for helium?
We'd have to go to every party city in California.
Sounds like you on Cinco de Mayo.
Hey, people were still talking about that party on Siete de Mayo.
Leonard, if that Swedish team beats us, I will never be able to enjoy anything from their country again. Which is a shame, because Swedish meatballs are my favorite toothpick-delivered meatball.
If you need liquid helium so bad, I know a guy who can get you some if you don't ask too many questions.
Who is he?
Where does he work?
How's he get the helium?
How many questions? Too many questions.
Maybe he's not for you.
Four questions. The answer's four.
Hey, you know who went on a date the other night? Stuart.
Oh, good for him.
I thought so, too.
So is she, like, homeless or framing him for a crime?
He's using some kind of dating app on his phone.
Oh, which one? Maybe we can get Amy to try it.
I don't know. Stuart, can you come in here? He tried to explain it to me. It shows you pictures of people nearby. You swipe them around. It looks kind of like a game.
Oh. And if you lose the game, you have to go out with Stuart.
What's up?
Can you show us the dating app?
Oh, yeah, sure. This thing has changed my life.
Wow. So how many girls have you met?
Two. I probably don't need to mention there's an entire number between that and zero.
So how does it work?
It shows me all the single women in a 5-mile radius who are using the app. If I like the way they look, I hit thumbs up. If I don't, thumbs down.
What would make you give a girl a thumbs down?
First time it happens, I will let you know.
Oh, hey, I just heard back from the liquid helium guy.
What's he say?
He's got what we need and can meet us tonight.
You really? You know I don't like buying things at night. January 7th, 2009, I went to the Ralph's at 11:30 p.m. to pick up Cracklin' O'Brien from the morning, and what did I see?
The man restocking the cereal shelf.
That's right, and what did he do?
He handed you the box directly and called you Stretch.
Ugh, it's like it was yesterday.
Do you want liquid helium or not?
Of course I do. I don't want that Swedish team scooping us.
Well, then I'm going to tell them we're in.
Leonard, wait. This is highly unethical.
Oh, we're just bending the rules a little. We have grant money to do the experiment, so we're going to spend it on the helium we need. It's not like when Dr. Goldfarb claimed he bought an electron microscope and he was really just keeping a Russian girl in an apartment in Van Nuys.
Was she helping him with his research?
Sure. So, are we doing this?
But where does he get the helium?
Remember, don't ask too many questions.
But this is violating university code.
A little, but if I may quote Einstein, the pursuit of science calls us to ignore the rules set by man.
Huh. All right, do it. Tell him we're in.
Done.
I can't find that quote on the internet. Did you make that up?
Before I answer, may I just say your skin has never looked better.
Aren't you just made of sugar?
I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Oh, come on. Just let him put the app on your phone.
Yeah, Stuart got two dates with it.
One of which would have ended in sex had she not said no. Okay, all set.
Okay, let me see. Nope. No, oh, he's cute.
Doesn't a teardrop tattoo mean he murdered someone?
And he's sad about it.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
Hey, I thought you were going to be out late.
If you wanted me to stay out later, you should have given me more spending money.
What are you guys up to?
We put Amy on a dating app and we're seeing what's out there.
Oh, fun. Let me see. No. No. Definitely not.
What was wrong with that guy?
He's Indian. We've already got one of those. Ooh, we should find a nice Latino. Really round us out.
I want to try.
Excuse me, can I have my phone back?
Hang on. I'm trying to find you the next great love of your life. The man who will father your children. Okay, yes or no on white guy with dreadlocks.
That must be him.
Oh, of course. A nondescript white panel van. You may be familiar with it from the sentence, their bodies were found in a nondescript white panel van.
Hey.
What's up?
I'm Leonard. This is my
friend. I'm Skippy. Skippy Kavanaugh.
Great. You got the cash?
Yeah.
No, well, right,
yeah.
No, hold on.
How do we know that you're not going to take the money and drive away?
What you doing, Skippy?
Exactly what 1970s television crime dramas have taught us. You give us the helium first.
Oh, how do I know you're not going to drive away without paying me?
Guess I'm not the only one to watch 70s television crime dramas.
Look, you can trust us. We're respected scientists.
Well, he is. I'm a wedding planner who can't find love himself. It's ironic, but the point is, we can't trust you. You're a sketchy character in a parking garage.
Yeah, well, from my perspective, that's how you two appear to me.
Well, I never thought of it like that. Boy, frame of reference will just sneak up on you, won't it?
Well, my friend does make a decent point about the money. I don't feel comfortable just handing it over up front.
No money, no helium. Seems we're at a stalemate.
Not technically. In chess, a stalemate refers to a situation in which there are no remaining moves. You have plenty of moves available. You could beat us up and steal the money. You could kill us. Really, you're only limited by your imagination.
All these years I've been using stalemate when I really mean impasse. I feel foolish.
I don't think it matters if this is a stalemate or an impasse or a Mexican standoff. What are we going to do here?
Oh, how can it be a Mexican standoff? Everybody knows you need three sides for that.
Not necessarily. Many argue that the essence of a Mexican standoff is that no one can walk away from the conflict without incurring harm.
I don't follow.
Let me give you an example. Earlier today, I decoded the headers on your email, and I know that your name is Kenneth Fitzgerald. Now, from that, I figured out where you live and where you work. Now, to make this a Mexican standoff, I would say something like, you give us the helium, or I'll turn you into the authorities.
Is that a threat?
Yeah, exactly. See, you're getting it.
Yeah, well, I know where you work, all right? And if you mess with me, I'll report you, then I'll pound your asses into the ground.
Perfect. Now we really are in a Mexican standoff.
Is this one of those times where I've won the battle but lost the war?
Afraid so, Skippy.
I told you we shouldn't go shopping at night.